Instead of attempting to make contact with the man or figure out what he was holding, SWAT officials fired 12 rounds into Chesney's apartment window. It turned out that the gun Chesney was pointing was a realistic-looking mock assault rifle. In a situation similar to Chesney's, though with a less disastrous conclusion, another Iraq War veteran, 25-year-old Ramon Hooks, was arrested and charged with criminal mischief after a Homeland Security agent reported him as an active shooter, even though Hooks was merely practicing with a pellet gun. The list goes on. In 2012, Brandon Robb, a 26-year-old decorated Marine, was arrested by government agents and held against his will in a psychiatric ward for expressing his views on government corruption on Facebook. The crime for which the vet was isolated from his family, friends, and attorneys seemed to be that he held conspiratorial views about the government. Against the background of this widespread mistreatment of veterans, it is no surprise that when it comes to medication and drugs, they face additional problems. Many of these medications and treatments make veterans' health problems after returning home even worse. The vaccines routinely administered to U.S. troops are one issue of concern, in particular, the fact that these vaccines contain squalene. Squalene is an organic compound originally derived from shark liver oil and used as an adjuvant or additive to immunization vaccines. An oil molecule native to the body, squalene is found in trace amounts throughout a person's nervous system and brain. What differentiates good from bad squalene is the route by which it enters your body. Injection is an abnormal entry route, which causes the immune system to attack all the squalene in your body, not just the vaccine adjuvant. For years, the Department of Defense denied the presence of squalene in the anthrax vaccine. However, the FDA has tested several samples of the vaccine and found the compound present in varying levels. This late admission irritated the late Washington State Representative Jack Metcalf, who complained, "We've been told for 3 years there is no squalene in the anthrax vaccine. Then suddenly we are told, oh yes, it's there, but it's no big deal, it's everywhere." Citing the Military Vaccine Resource Directory website, Dr. Anders Brun Larsen, who has written extensively on vaccines in general and squalene in particular, noted, "The average quantity of squalene injected into the U.S. soldiers abroad and at home in the anthrax vaccine during and after the Gulf War was 34.2 micrograms per billion micrograms of water. According to one study, this was the cause of the Gulf War syndrome in 25% of 697,000 U.S. personnel at home and abroad."